Peace. Love greetings, talk, everybody. Radio. Little premature. Peace, peace, everyone. How are you? This fine day. Hope all is well in your world. This is Aisha with Here to Inspire, coming at you with a quick little broadcast. I've been away for a little bit, so I'm happy to be back on and back on the air. But I wanted to share with you something that I'm doing for myself, this 28-day self-love transformational ritual. And what prompted this was, you know, realizing that I'd fallen into a place personally in my life where I just wasn't loving on myself the way that I know I need to in order to function at my highest. So it's always a healthy practice for me and an easier journey to have others along with me and share my experience and share my journey with others in hopes of inspiring someone else. So I wanted to invite some other ladies along with me on this journey. And basically, I feel I wanted to start this with just women exclusively, not that the brothers don't need transformation, but women do so much, you know, we do everything. We're just the backbone of everything, you know. We're holding down our families. We're holding down careers and jobs and still trying to find a piece in there for yourself. You may be taking care of your children or your parents or running a business or CEO of a corporation or travel a lot or in a band, anything. I mean, women do so much. We play so many different roles, and we're not necessarily caring for ourselves in the process. We're burning the candle at both ends, making sure everyone else's needs are met, and we put ourselves at the bottom. We feed ourselves last all the time. But could you imagine how the world would be if all of the women just fell out? Or, no, you know, everyone just came, no one came out the house. I don't think things would function. Things would just shut down slowly but surely. You know, we need the woman. We need the feminine. We need her energy and her nurturing abilities. The planet needs that right now. But you can't nurture anything or anyone else if you're not nurtured yourself. You can do the best you can, but it definitely wouldn't be happy functioning at your highest potential. So I just wanted to invite you all, and including myself, to just take 28 days of nurturing yourself, of learning how to create time for yourself. I speak to so many women on a regular basis. You know, I work with women, so they're laying on my table, and many of them are burnt out, exhausted, and I'm asking them, well, why aren't you taking any time for yourself? Oh, I just don't have time. You know, I do this, I do that. I get up at 6 o'clock. I have to take my children to school and blah, blah, blah. And they don't even know where to begin and how to carve that time out for themselves. But if you don't make the time, no one else is going to give you the time. You know, your five-year-old's not just going to walk in and say, hey, mommy, you know, just take 30 minutes for yourself today. No, they're not going to do that. Where they're used to you being there. Everyone that depends on you, whether it's a mate, a spouse, children, relatives, employees, coworkers, friends, people depend on you. And it's hard to show up when you are barely showing up for yourself, when you're barely holding it together. So I want to take some time out to show you how to create a habit for yourself. A new healthy habit, which is just incorporating time into your day and into your life for you, doing what you want to do for you, and more than just going to buy that bag, which is a part of it too, you know, shop for you too, but I'm talking about the self-care, the self-work, the internal work, the bathing, you know, the words that you're speaking to yourself, the affirmations that you're holding, that you're carrying, that you're saying to yourself on a daily basis, you know, what you're putting in your body. All those are things that we're going to address over this 28 days. So I hope that some of you join me. If not for this one, then for a future one, because some of us are going to need to do this well more than 28 days. It only takes about 28 days to start a new habit. But some of us have never taken care of ourselves, have never taken the time out for self. Some people, you know, at one point had a little bit of it, and then life and circumstances changed so they didn't have as much time. But some people have never known how to make time for themselves. They weren't taught that. Did you see that? Did your mother do it for herself? Did she make time for herself? If she didn't, then it's going to be a bit challenging. for you to know how to do that, because we often repeat the behavior that we learned. So I do hope that you join me. You know who you are if you need this. You know if you haven't been really taking care of you the way that you know that you can and that you should be. You know that you've been feeling a little off balance, not right, and not understanding why you feel that way. You know that. So join me, and you can find the information on my website at www.heretoinspire.info. You can find me on Facebook under Aisha Exotic Faces. If you have any questions, you can hit me there with the email. I do hope to see you on this 28-day journey. I'll talk to you soon. Peace out.